Well, it's another television show that's really hard to watch anymore, unfortunately, because of one of the actors. And it's a shame because it was a really, it was a good show. That 70s show is what I'm talking about. And I know the, is the 80s show still on? I know they kind of did the remake of it. And
you know, I haven't seen it. I liked it for a couple of episodes and then I forgot about it. So
I never got into it. I think I stopped watching that 70s show after like three seasons anyhow, because I just didn't have time. But what I did see in the 90s was good. And actor Danny Masterson, he played one of the characters in it for quite some time. He's also been convicted of raping two women. And has now commenced his prison sentence in California State Prison, Cochran, a facility with a history of housing notorious inmates, including cult leader Charles Manson. It's kind of not a place you probably really want to go hang out at. But that's where he is now. And his new name, BW7253, that's his inmate number. He entered the Los Angeles County prison system on December 27th, marking the beginning of his incarceration following his conviction earlier last year. Masterson's legal ordeal began in 2020 when he was initially arrested. In May, he was found guilty on two out of three counts of rape, which had occurred between 01 and 03. Subsequently, in September, a judge sentenced him to 30 years to life in prison for these crimes. Last week, Masterson's request for bail pending appeal was denied by Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Charlene Olmedo, who expressed concerns about his potential flight risk. The judge underscored the gravity of Masterson's situation in her order, stating that without a successful appeal, the actor would likely remain in custody for decades, or perhaps the rest of his life. Notably, California State Prison Cochran has been associated with housing, like we said, some of the most infamous criminals in history. Charles Manson, one of them. Manson spent nearly three decades in the protective housing unit at that very prison until his death in 2017. During Masterson's incarceration, he was denied bail 12 times. Yeah, reflecting the severity of it. Masterson's case remains.
Oh, Manson.
Manson. Okay, sorry, Manson. What, we get like this weird connection here, Manson and Masterson, and it's easy to mix it up. Leading up to Danny Masterson sentencing in December, several of the former That 70s Show co-stars, including Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, wrote letters in support of the actor.
Yeah, that didn't go well, did it?
Yeah, that's, you probably don't want to be writing letters in support of someone who's been convicted of rape. However, those letters prompted public criticism, leading Kutcher and Kunis to issue apologies for their endorsements. Ashton Kutcher also stepped down from an anti-sex abuse organization co-founded with his ex-wife, Demi Moore, citing an error in judgment. Yeah. So, I mean, he's been found guilty. I don't know that I would necessarily attack Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, because people can have opinions. They do have relationships with these people, and maybe they have a different outlook on things, or maybe they're just not accepting the reality of what allegedly had taken place here and what he's been convicted of. I don't know. But I wouldn't take it as Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are pro-rape by any stretch of the imagination. But again, you really don't want to get behind somebody who's been convicted of it. That's just, it's not a good look.
No, it's not. And it didn't bode well for them. You know, I love those two people. And even when I read that, I'm like, wow, you guys.
That's got to be a hard one to wrap your mind around, though, too. I mean, it's got to be this, you know, similar for people of like the Cosby Show and things of that nature. I mean, you still see that with a lot of people who worked with Bill Cosby that are still saying, I don't believe it. And that's, I mean, it's called a confirmation bias is what that is. Mm-hmm. Is you get so, you know, enmeshed and wrapped up with somebody, and the person you think that you know turns out allegedly not to be that person. And it's very difficult for us to wrap our minds around that someone could be such a good person one way in life and then a complete monster in another way that we don't know or see. And that's one of the shitty parts about being human, but that is, you know, what we all go through with our own confirmation biases. It doesn't make the person innocent. It just makes it hard to deal with if you're the person on the other side trying to wrap your mind around the gravity of what someone you thought you knew is capable of doing.
I do think it's a little strange that he's in this really high security prison. I mean, I understand what he did was terrible, but he's not Charles Manson property, you know,
yeah.
classification. He's very different from that. He didn't kill anybody.
I think it's probably more so there's not a lot of spaces to put people. So it's what do we have open this week? And if you are in the category of a rapist, you're probably qualified to go to this place, whether you're a killer or not.
Ugh, God, boy, that's incentive to not fuck up, right?
I would think there'd be other incentives other than prison for the rest of your life not to fuck up. Like, I don't know. It's just a horrible thing to do.
I mean, well, there's that. Yeah. But if it doesn't pass your moral code, like, oh, I shouldn't do this to people.
Mm-hmm.
There's another deterrent. Man, I don't want to end up where Manson used to, you know, sleep and take a poop every day, you know?
If like big signs up on the highway instead of like click it or ticket, it's like, don't rape people. You might end up where Charles Manson is. And that's going to make, oh, maybe I'll change my mind on that. It's like,
hey, whatever works.
Is that really going to change the mind of someone who's capable of doing something like that? Is it right? Going to stop a horrible fucking monster that is capable of doing this or does that to people going, oh, shit. Yeah, never thought of it that way. You know?
Exactly.
I don't know that that's the impact. And I don't know how you change someone like that. It's just, I think it's kind of one of those things where either you have that in you and you have that ability to do something like that, or you don't. That to me is, I don't know. It's not something that just seems to be like necessarily a learned behavior. it's like either you're capable or you're not. And thank God a majority of people are not, but there's plenty that are that obviously they hide it well. And, you know, confuse the shit out of everyone around them and end up ruining many lives. So,
and they live amongst us too.
They live everywhere amongst us. And that is the scariest part of it all.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.